And welcome to our show, Geeks Ride Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the interweb of things. And I'm your host, Bill. And there's Anthony.
Hello.
You can reach out to us via email, which is geeksrewired@gmail.com, or give us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK. That's also 801-896-4335. You also can help us by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/geeksrewired, where you get access to the podcast early, and you get access to the Geeks Are Wireless episode. And this is all through your own Patreon private RSS feed.
Fascinating.
I know. And we are going to talk about, as I didn't know about this.
Which one?
I'm going straight into comic books.
Oh, okay.
Found out about today. I thought I was on top of some of the stuff, but I wasn't. So as of the 15th of July, since Free Comic Book Day did not happen, the Free Comic Book people are making sure there are a few comics going out every Wednesday to the comic book stores that are part of the event. So from July 15th all the way to September 9th, every Wednesday, your local comic book store, if they are participating with Free Comic Book Summer, is what they're calling it, then you'll have free comics along with your normal pickup. Or you can just go through the free comics.
Ooh. That's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. This week, it was Archie and Stranger Things and The Boys, which I think the next season of The Boys is coming out on Amazon here soon. Monster Showcase, Stepping Stones with doubled up with Max and the Midnights. Then Batman Tales, Once Upon a Crime. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess very few. Just still really cool. Those are the ones that came out on the 15th. Not the 15th. The 29th. Just add a couple more weeks to my original 15th when it started. But it's really cool.
Yes. Sorry, I'm still trying to get that stupid Trello extension to work. I can't sign in now.
Aw, now you broke it.
No, it wouldn't let me. It just wasn't working. Still not working.
And quite a few of these, you can even go to freecomicbookday.com and preview them too. I'm betting, I haven't tried this, but I'm betting if you go to Comixology, you probably can get some of these for free too. Because Comixology usually has free comic books on top of Free Comic Book Day. Or your digital version of the free comics. But, which reminds me, I need to go pick up some of my comics. Might do that next week.
Oh, man. Forgot about that.
See, I emptied out my box about a month ago.
I didn't. I completely forgot. So.
Oh, that's actually the nice thing. Is you can pay. Some of the comic stores are working with that remote, so you don't have to go into the stores, or you don't have to like worry about cash, which is a different thing problem that's going on right now. But that's, we could get into that in a moment. But I just did like a PayPal payment, and like, here's the money, thanks. They walked it out, picked it up, and that was fun. And I got to, you know, be my outgoing, you know,
your extroverted self.
Yeah. I'm actually, apparently I have lots of introvert aspects that I'm kind of like, you know.
Like what?
I'm kind of like enjoying the, just, you know, sometimes. Just enjoying the, like, just stay there. Just be my thing. Do whatever I want by myself or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's kind of a introvert thing.
Yeah. And I never really thought about it, I guess, a whole lot. That was actually something that was brought up on, I ended up going to an online podcast convention. Yeah, those are things too. Like all these online conventions, yay. People are like introducing themselves. They're like, oh yeah, I'm an extrovert, da da da. And I'm an extrovert. And they're like, well, radio is a bunch of introverts. Apparently podcasting is a bunch of extroverts.
No.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I'm the extrovert on my podcast and I drag along all my introvert friends.
I don't know. I guess maybe that's true.
Some of them.
I don't know.
The one that you're thinking of, probably, I would say one is super extrovert. One is super introvert. And the other thing is the introvert is on multiple podcasts with extroverts.
Yeah, but they also have their own YouTube channel.
So they're YouTube extroverts.
No, they're introverts, aren't they? Or is that not the one? Or do I have them flipped?
Introverts are people that like to hang out by themselves and read quietly in the corner. Extroverts like to go hang out with everybody and large crowds.
Okay, maybe I don't know these people as well as I thought I did.
Well, maybe that's just the way I interpreted them.
No, I mean, that's right, but... Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, I finally got it to work.
Yay!
I think.
Hey, look at that.
Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Cool. Here goes another one.
Oh, you actually, speaking of the podcast convention, that is totally...
I didn't read the article at all. I just saw the title.
So, with that, podcasting... Since, okay, 2014 or 2012, there was a study done about how much people listen to insert things,
mm-hmm.
whether it's radio, digital music, CDs, podcasts, audiobooks. I'm trying to remember. There was a list of like a half dozen things, but I'll say it's 2014. It was like 59% radio and 2% podcasts. The study was done again this year, even with, and the pandemic has had a bounce back and forth.
Yeah, because it's saying on here that that during the pandemic, like when it first hit really hard,
there was a loss.
Well, yeah.
There was a loss of, because
that is the exact opposite of what I had expected.
That's what a lot of people expected too. So what happened? Okay. So as of right now though, the radio has dropped to like 45% from 59.
Weird, because I actually have been listening more to the radio lately than I ever have.
And podcast jumped from 2% to 5%. So in their comparison, those numbers are, percentage-wise, way closer to each other. And I've actually been, ever since I've kind of gotten into my streaming music, I either listen to my streaming music, my podcast, or my audiobooks. I have to admit, my radio listening has... It occasionally gets turned on.
Okay, so I used to be that way too, but...
And it's super occasional.
There's actually a lot of radio DJs that I like on some of the radio stations around here.
I like a lot of radio DJs too, but...
I know, but I mean, I actually like listening to them.
Yeah.
So, that's one of the reasons, and the music is good, but... Yeah, if it weren't for that, nope. Now I know why everything's going so slow. My laptop's almost full.
Yep. Gotta save that space. So, back when everything started... Also, I figured out something. You have to avoid... with podcasts, saying the C word. The name of the pandemic. This is something else. because when you say the name of the pandemic, technology has gotten very good nowadays, and they...
I know YouTube's really bad about that. Like, if you mention it at all, you're basically demonetized on that video.
Yeah. Apparently, podcasts are getting pulled. Episode, either between episodes or full shows are being pulled off of certain podcast players or podcast feeds.
Yeah, which I don't know that I agree with that. Like,
one person got pulled, and they talked about it generally like we're talking about. Not about it. Not about its health benefits or not benefits. Health effects. Nothing else. All they did is just bring it up and how it's like, oh, it affected podcasts listening. And they, that episode was yanked off of so many place or off of so many PlayStation or Play Stores or playing abilities, playing locations.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing because like a lot, there's a lot of misinformation about it, but there's a lot of misinformation about a lot of stuff.
I know. This is just the thing that everyone's been on at the moment.
Yeah, and I just like, so YouTube will, like, if you mention it at all, like, it picks it up and actually puts a thing right below it. It also does this with, how do I say this? Because it's probably gonna, well, no, it's probably, if you don't like it, you can cut it, but, global warming.
Oh.
Anytime global warming's mentioned on YouTube, it actually pops up a little thing underneath it. It's like, this is what it is. You can read up about it here.
And that's happening.
It does the same thing with the pandemic.
Yeah. Yes. That's been going around a lot. TikTok does the same thing. They go, if you hashtag it or if you mention it at all in your words where they figure out that you've said it, they will throw on some like find the facts. Mm-hmm. This is information. Go to these locations. I've seen them throw it on videos that didn't make sense. So I'm thinking they picked up on something that they thought it was.
Probably a word that sounds similar.
Yeah. And I was like, whatever. It's still good to get information out there.
Is it called the same thing in other languages? Do they pronounce it the same?
I have not. Well, because it is a scientific word.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Well, there is an official scientific word. That's the
pronunciation, the letters, and then the 19. Just because of accents. So maybe it picked up something like that.
I guess that.
I don't know. That's a big stretch, but.
So back on. So this is why number podcast listening dropped. And honestly, a lot of things ended up happening during this. And a lot of numbers ended up dropping. Even like, I think even streaming TV had a hiccup for a moment, for like a week or two. What this, and well, and obviously streaming music and like streaming podcasts.
Hiccup in a up or down?
Down. Okay, it's not as bad as podcasts.
Everyone I've talked to, like, April was the streaming month on Netflix.
Well, no, it was good after routine shifted. That was the catch. And that's why podcasts and music listening ended up having a drop, like, kind of a big drop, too, because we have our routines. Mostly the music and the podcast, people listen while they're working. Going around.
Or going around, yeah.
Yeah. On their way to work, on their way to...
Yeah, I'll be fair. Like, I don't listen to podcasts unless I'm like I'll listen to them when I'm on the lawn or if I'm out walking or if I'm exercising or doing something.
Yeah.
Or driving. But if I'm just sitting at home, I'm not listening to a podcast. That doesn't work for me.
And I have built new routines where I started listening to them. Cause I even had a hiccup. I listened to lots of podcasts. And I actually started hunting down new podcasts because I had built so much time around the ability to listen, to have the chance to listen to podcasts. And I had a very set routine of like an hour of morning podcasts, an hour of evening podcasts. And sometimes I'd run out of podcasts and I have these few podcasts that are just like long, kind of like ours. They come out like once a week or once every other week. And they're long, which means you kind of like, you fit them in as there's space. Instead of these like little short 5-minute podcast, you're like, okay, I've run out of...
You're the exact opposite of me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I've run out of these 5-minute podcasts, so I start listening to my long podcasts. But my 5-minute podcasts are daily podcasts, so which means they're kind of even more super topical than even we get.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I have my podcast player to archive them after like 5 days. If I don't get to this podcast...
No, if it's a daily thing, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if it's like daily. Like if it was like a history thing, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
But if it's super topical, once you get older than like a week or two, there's no point.
But there's,
for the most part.
For the short ones that are daily, unless they're a science... I haven't run into a history one. The science ones are... They're not super... recurrent event-ish, but I have noticed that they still they're usually talking about some like paper that has recently-ish been published or some recent events that are going on.
Okay, no, the recent events make sense because like there's a SciShow YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a space version of their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And basically everything they talk about on there is stuff that's come out recently.
Yeah. Like all the launches to Mars this month.
No, they actually haven't mentioned too much about that.
Well, I think
they did mention the star that disappeared, though.
Ooh.
Which reminded me of a plot of a book, which the exact same thing happens.
Nice.
It's called, what is it called? Oh, it's on the tip of my... Pandora's Star. That's the name of the book, and then there's a book after that.
Interesting. I should maybe I'll look into it.
Yeah. The idea, though, is that, so another tangent, this is another sub-tangent, but the idea of that is just that this guy was looking at the society, they have warp technology.
Mm.
Warp in that, like, they don't have starships. They could, they don't, but they create these warp gateways, and then they create another one on another planet, and then they take a train through it, which is interesting.
That is.
And then they also have like these little subatomic gateways for like data only or power.
Yeah.
Because all their power comes from Luna, Earth's moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because they have a series of solar panels around the equator of the moon. And that's where all the power comes from for the most part. And so they share that across. Anyways, they noticed the star went away. So he went like this professor dude person went like, he went far enough away to like, I think it took like 3 weeks to where he was at, to where the event would happen. And so the star was still there in that spot because light track, like,
speed. So he went further away from the star.
He went further away and then confirmed that it actually like blipped out of existence.
Uh huh.
And so they built a starship this time because it's the same technology. They just didn't have a reason to before.
Yeah.
But they actually had to go a long distance this time. And they went to go check it out. Any more than that would be a spoiler, so.
All right.
Another.
I'm actually kind of curious. How did they build stargates on other locations without...
So what they do is they open up a tear, which was what this... That's what it is, basically.
Oh.
Not a tear. They basically... Because when it first happened... That's a spoiler, too.
Okay, we won't... Okay,
no. I'm not... I can say it in a way that's like... So when they first tried it out, they went to this one place where... Because it was Europe and America together.
Yeah.
And America was all like rockets, rockets, rockets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And well, Europe wasn't like this either, but they were. Anyways, they were going to a certain spot, some planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrived and then another person from this university in California just hopped out of a portal. It's like, hi, guys. And then they all like were devastated. Like all the Americans were devastated. So they just went through the portal. They just. Left the spaceship that they just traveled on 6 months there or whatever, how long it was. And then they just went back because there's just no point anymore.
Yeah. It's like, wait, we're not going to spend another 6 months coming back. Yeah.
Now one final thing on that though, is the reason why that this, like they've been able to progress so far on this is that the person who developed it, because Europe was working on genetic stuff after that.
Yeah.
They can basically live forever because they like when they get to like 60 or 70, they spend like 2 years in a rehabilitation facility.
Yeah.
Where they just basically rewind the clock on
your genes
till you're like 18. And then they just keep doing that.
Interesting.
So
not bad.
I'll add that to the show notes, but it's cool. Very adult.
Yeah.
So if you don't like that kind of stuff, or even if you like, if it bothers you at all, probably don't read it. All
right. Good to know.
But otherwise it's good. I like, it's a good plot.
So back on your podcast numbers.
Yes.
What about? And actually even streaming. So everyone's routines got hiccuped. And it took about a month and a half to 2 months. And then podcast and streaming went higher than the originally even, because people started rebuilding their routines and they built them in. So the idea of maybe they're watching their, you know, maybe, you know, the Lion King or the Tiger King is over and they're not really seeing anything streaming, or we're having too many options for streaming. There's tons of podcasts. Like Apple ended up surpassing the 1 million active podcasts feed. Yeah, that was a big thing.
Oh,
and that active, active. Okay. That's the other thing. Active means you can download them. It does not mean they're currently being released.
Never mind.
I know there's a difference between these terms, because there is not, well, there might be currently now, but I don't think we're too far past a million. There, I do not believe there is currently over 1 million currently produced podcasts, but there is over 1 million currently downloadable podcasts. And not individual episodes, but like actual full-on feeds, or actual like Geeks Are Wired.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah. So people's routines shifted around, and it spiked right back up and went even higher. So people are actually finding podcasts.
No, and that makes sense. And that's probably gonna, it'll climb back down a little bit, but I imagine it's gonna be
routines.
I know it's routines, but now that people know it's a thing, like I said, it'll go back down a little bit. But I think since people know it's a thing, more people are going to be listening to them, just in general. Not as much, but
And you know, podcasts are being made, you know, talked about, or they still get them made fun of. I was like, well, you know, if you're just, you know, what if I wanted to talk and have nobody listen to me, I'd make a podcast.
I mean, that's fair.
I know. Well, that's some of the other stuff. Is like, if you make any money off of a podcast, you're in the top 5% podcasts.
Yeah.
Out of million podcasts, and you, if you even make a single dollar from Patreon or from some advertisement, you're in the top 5%. And it's even like, it starts going, I think even if you make like over like $100, you're in the top like 2% a month.
Interesting.
Yeah, like it. So like, yeah.
There's many out there, huh?
There are that many out there. And they're also, unless you are super niche or you work towards advertising a lot or doing some other stuff, not, you know, people, that's the thing, is a lot of people go like, oh yeah, I want to be the next Joe Rogan. No, you're not going to be the next Joe Rogan. That's just not going to happen. I support people making podcasts. I have no problem. It's something that I enjoy, but you have it.
So
you will probably not succeed at making money. And more than likely, if you walk in going to make money, you're going to stop making podcasts after like three, which is apparently another number that happens. Like most podcasts are made and then people get tired of it. Like, I'm not Joe Rogan. Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, they figure it out pretty quickly. Like, that's with anything, though. Like, I think if you try to become a YouTuber, I think that one is a little bit different, because people will still, because a lot of the time they're just doing stuff they would do anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll still keep posting.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have their heart into it as much as they did it to begin with, probably. And that's sometimes a good thing, because then you stop caring.
Yeah.
And then it becomes more natural. But, yeah.
I can see that.
That's interesting, though. I didn't think that. Yeah, I didn't think that there was like 5% was like when you started making money, which is interesting.
I know. I was like, hey, which reminds me, everybody, we still have a Patreon page, and I love my supporters. You're all great. You make me the top 5%.
Yeah, it's even more surprising.
I know.
Okay, so.
Hey, come on. We've been doing this, or I've been doing this for like 8 years.
I've only been doing it for like 2, maybe 3. Has it been 3?
I don't know. So I've definitely blurs together. And it's not just like of current times, but I just kind of go like, wait, when did I start? Let's see. It's 2020. I started like 2012. Yeah, that's 8 years. I've been doing it for 8 years this month. Happy Geeks Are Wired birthday, everybody.
Yay. Think there's anybody here from that long ago still listening?
I don't know.
If somebody, you're a real trooper in.
Yeah, if you are, thanks for continuing to listen. Oh, wait, I know, me. I've been listening.
You don't count. You're a host.
Oh, I am. Well, yeah, how about this? If you've been listening that long, you email us at Geeks of Wired. Say hi or send us a voice or text message at 801-896-4335.
Did we not say that in the beginning?
I did, but I'm just re-emphasizing.
That's cool. I'm just saying that I blacked out because I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's the intro. I'm sure. Hey, people may be like skipping the intro. There are podcast players that do that too. Because there's podcasts that put advertisements at the beginning, at the end.
Advertisements, or they just have an intro that's always the same.
Like ours. It's always the same.
I mean, it's always the same, but what I meant is like they have like a clip that they play
every time.
Which you used to do.
I had music.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Because YouTube.
Well, you don't even post to YouTube anymore.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you still do?
It auto posts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're on YouTube, people.
Is it just audio?
Yeah. It's a picture. It's the Geeks Wired logo.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
Because
I didn't know that.
Ted was like, hey, I'd listen to it on YouTube because I listen to podcasts on YouTube.
He does do that. And that is the thing people do.
Yeah, there is.
I do that sometimes.
I've heard good or bad on that, but I was like, why not?
Depends on the podcast format. Like if you're... There's a podcast I listen to called Off Topic sometimes. I haven't listened to it for a long time, but it was primarily just like a YouTube show.
Yeah.
But because it's just them sitting around talking and they're happy to be getting filmed, it, for the most part, it's very easy to just listen to it.
Yeah.
There's sometimes stuff on the screen, but they try not to do that because they know people just listen to it.
Hmm.
So, that is the thing.
And I've had people comment on the YouTube videos, but, you know, like the Snaker Fandom Con, some of the interviews we did. They're still there. Had people comment years later. I'm like, and I'll people. I see people's comments. I comment on your guys' comments.
What?
Yeah, they're super sporadic. Like I've been noticing. There's been like spikes. So like one person was like posting. Is like, hey, I'm first to post. It's like, yep, you are. Thanks for coming by. And then he did that for like this person did this for like 2 months. And I just like, all right, thanks for commenting and thanks for coming by. Actually, I think one person said that he's like first, and I was like, and you will always be remembered for that. And it was just like, okay, I don't know what to even say to you.
Most people just don't even acknowledge, or they'll just like it.
Yeah, like I liked it. I made a comment back. There was one I missed his comment by a week. I think like, I got the notification. I came back and he had deleted it. I think he even went through and started deleting all of his old comments. Like, he was just like, I wanted to be quirky. And this, either that or his account got shut down. I never actually looked into it. He was like, let's be friends. I'm like, sure. And that was like, sure, we can be friends. I don't care. Never said anything else. And I'm like, oh, okay. Somebody else, Sneaker Fandom Con. Hey, this is a great interview. Why does this have, because our YouTube doesn't have a lot of listens. And they're like, why does this have so few listens? I'm like, probably because we have a podcast. That this is just a duplicate of it. So you can listen to us on the RSS feed or subscribe through your podcast player.
So remind me what Netflix was again. Like you have a podcast title.
I know.
One of the most popular ones on YouTube.
I know it had Ted at Netflix. I think it was about Netflix. And I want to say that we were talking about something about Russia.
No, it's definitely that. I just wonder... What else? Because it's just interesting as all.
I'd have to go look at the show notes for
all
it.
Right.
And that's the thing is YouTube doesn't post our show notes, does it?
I don't know. Let me look.
If you click on the article or click on the video, it might start auto-playing on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool because my volume's always down.
Oh, good. And if it doesn't...
There are show notes.
There are show notes?
You talked about Stranger Things 3, 2038 issue. I think that was me. International fixed calendar. Amazon Day, Dash Button, Google Stadia, wow. Microsoft Game Stack, and PlayStation Now.
All right, let's go get some...
So there's no links, so...
Google's really common at not actually posting links. That reminds me, you got me into sidetrack. Hey, there's a doggy in here. She wanted to... wander around. So along with that, because of the current events, Prime Day was canceled. And then it was brought back, and it was given a date.
Oh, there's a date now?
There is a date for... Where? Which one? Which country is this? It is not America. Let's go with that.
Wait, what? Say that again, sorry.
It is not America.
No, before that.
Oh, they've given it a date. For Prime Day 2020.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the... Just the UK. I read this a while ago and I kind of forgot about it until you just said that. I was like, oh, hey, yeah. So India.
Yeah.
That is it. Prime Day for India will be August 6th through the 7th.
Oh, so it's only India.
Yes. UK and US, they're going to, will fall. I guess they did give it a date. So UK previous report. Oh, they didn't give it a date. It was reported or suggested. It's going to fall on October 5th.
That's a ways away.
It is, but there's a lot going on with the world and everything, and there's a lot of how do you get packages all shipped out
in
droves, more so than they've ever done.
Oh, yeah, and especially because a lot of the retailers are canceling. Like, at least they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving.
A lot of them, yeah.
And I think that also would include Black Friday.
Thanksgiving.
I think that's the biggest reason why they're doing that.
To try to, and honestly, the sales have already surpassed Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
And they might again due to other events. But
no, I'm pretty sure they will. Like, those other retailers will just be pushing stuff a lot online,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get a bigger boost because of it. But Amazon's still probably going to dominate.
Yeah. But I also feel like there's a lot of them are starting to do a lot of stuff online. Like Etsy and eBay are starting to see sales too. It's not just Amazon.
No, I know. And there's even like your standard retailers like Walmart. Like,
yeah.
Because Walmart, they basically have 2-day shipping for free.
Yeah.
And you don't need a membership like you do with Amazon.
No. Look, don't mix that up. Amazon, you don't need a membership on everything to get 2-day shipping.
Okay, but...
And also, technically, even though you have a membership, doesn't mean you're going to get 2-day shipping currently.
No. And even then, like...
It's gotten better.
Well, even before this all, like, the pandemic happened, some of my stuff was still, like, it said, like, it. They removed the free 2-day shipping thing, and now it's just Prime shipping.
Yeah.
Because it can be... It's usually 2, but sometimes it's 3 to 5.
Well, no, it's 2-day shipping. It's like... 2 to 3 weeks for them to prepare it to ship it.
Okay, no, for that now, but I mean before.
Oh, I had that problem before too.
Because like, yeah, like most of the time that stuff just shipped either that day or the day after for me until the pandemic, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For a little bit. I felt like towards the end it was getting a little ridiculous because it was just on like the most random stuff where it was delayed.
Yeah.
Like, webcams and stuff makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't even remember what I was trying to get. But it was just something completely unrelated. I guess now it was Red Bull, so that kind of makes sense too.
Red Bull.
Like, depending on the flavor.
Don't think of like, you know, oh, I guess I could see that.
Well, yeah, depending on the flavor, it could be, I could either get it in 2 days and have the most disgusting flavor ever, or the flavor that I actually wanted, month to month and a half.
Yeah.
Out. And it just wasn't worth it at that point. Went to the store. But can you talk about the meow attack?
I was just seeing that. You're going to have to explain this.
Okay, so this is an article from Ars Technica. And basically what happened is, so there's a lot of ransomware stuff going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's even stuff where they'll find, like in this case, there were open databases that they found. And instead of stealing the data like a lot of people would do, or like putting some kind of lock on it to where the people, you have to pay some kind of some amount of Bitcoin or whatever to get it back, they actually just went in and just deleted it.
I don't know.
Which, to me, I don't know. I kind of think that's better than ransomware because Especially for some of them. Some of them, they were told that it was open.
Yeah.
And instead of securing it, they just moved it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so they just found it. But, like, the only way that they know that this happened is that in the logs it just says meow.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I think it's probably a good thing just because it makes people, like, corporations more aware. Because it shouldn't be. That stuff shouldn't be open. Especially a lot of it. Because a lot of it's, like, that stuff just shouldn't be open out there.
There's so much stuff that's open out there.
I know, but
it is crazy about how much stuff is open out there. How many people actually their routers are just, you know, generic password or no password that with remote access.
I think that's disabled by default, though. Now.
It depends on the company.
I think all the Netgear routers I've had, you've always had to explicitly enable it.
I felt like one of them I had a couple years ago, it was auto on. With the generic password.
Like, and from the WAN?
To remote into it.
Because from the LAN, that makes sense. It's always like that. But.
Yeah. But, I mean, from the external to remote into it, it was auto on, and it was the generic password. And I found that out.
Awesome.
And I was mad.
Yeah, that's bad because it gets super... Because a lot of them even have, like, SSH access.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are able to get into it, you, without even having to open up a port, and if that person has any, like, I guess the kind of people that would have open SSH stuff at that point, or any SSH access at all, probably wouldn't have this open to begin with, because they'd know about it, probably. But assuming they didn't, and you were able to just brute force your way into their accounts, you could do a lot of damage or steal a lot of stuff.
You wouldn't even need
to
brute force. Rainbow, what's it called? Rainbow lists?
Well, there's rainbow tables. But
that's it, yeah.
That only works for non-salted passwords.
But that's where you get the generic passwords from.
Okay. That makes... It's still brute forcing it. You just more targeted.
Okay, I guess. But, well, usually that list isn't, like, huge, huge. Usually it's like, this type of device is going to have this type of generic passwords.
Well, I was meaning more, like, because SSH is more for, like, Linux servers. Which, most of the time, unless it's a Raspberry Pi... You set the passwords.
Yeah.
The Raspberry Pi by default comes with a username and password, but that's just because you're using an image and flashing it over because you don't install an operating system the standard way on those.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Like you're expected to change it when you install it, but yeah, that's all this was. There's a lot more to it than that, but they also didn't tell anybody why they were doing it.
Well, afterwards, you said they also had contacted people going like, hey, we're...
Well, okay, so I know that there was one example of that. I don't know if it was them explicitly or if they just knew that it had happened because they did nuke it,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they were the ones that contacted them first. I just think that they were contacted first because it was made public that they told them,
mm-hmm.
And then I guess they were able to find it again, and then they just... got rid of it because they're obviously not going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Which from a like customer information, like security standpoint, nuking it is kind of a better option. Especially what sucks though, is if they didn't have any backups and depending on the data that could not only be bad, but like financially bad too.
Oh, it's bad and all over the place.
Well, I know it's, so there's some things where, like insurance, you have to keep, like insurance and claims, you have to keep stuff for so many years.
Yeah.
If that got deleted.
True.
You're not only do you have to like go through and go get all your paper stuff and try to put it all back in. If you can't, you open up yourself to saying like the customer could just go in and produce some kind of document that says they had coverage for something and then just like run you through. So
that maybe the insurance company should have insured its security. Ha ha ha.
Most of them do, but okay. I don't know that most of them do. I know a specific one does.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just interesting. And there's a lot of interesting comments on this article. Like a lot of them are like praising them, but I think some are
I see good and bad. There's good and bad all about it.
I like this comment. It says, for years, cats have been watching us and learning the secrets of the keyboard. Now they launch their attack. I like it. Yeah, a lot of them are just puns on meow. Okay. Anyways. What do you have for time?
You could knock out one more.
Okay, what do you want to knock out? We could either continue the ransomware train or go to some work from home stuff. If we go the ransomware train, I don't know too much about it.
Nah, well, I kind of want to go to the T-Mobile home internet.
Okay. What do you know about it? Because I don't know anything.
All right. Well, I've actually have been paying attention to this because I love my internet provider, right?
Yeah, totally. You've never complained about it ever.
Never. There's not like half of my podcast complaining about my internet provider. Which might be some of the reasons why they actually, I have bad internet.
I don't know. I feel like if an internet provider was, most of them would do this probably, but I feel like if they were explicitly doing that because you were complaining, that's just, one, it's just bad sportsmanship. But
it is.
You're just asking for trouble at that point.
So T-Mobile has opened home internet in the greater Grand Rapids, Michigan area. But it's obvious it's available here. Actually, I've gotten the option over the past couple of years. It has been available here. With 5G available, that means, hey, it might not be so bad. It is $55 a month, but if you have auto pay, they take $5 off, so it makes it $50 a month. And so you have your whatever your local 4G, 5G speeds are in your area. I thought about it. I really like my phone on 4G and 5G is not bad at all. I would have to move my modem from my basement to like the roof, coverage.
Mm.
But go ahead.
Is it metered?
No. Well, mm.
So
no, but and it's also, I guess the download speeds is about average of 50 megs. So it's not like the fastest, but 50 megs is.
And for how much money?
$50 a month. So it's basically $1 a meg.
I don't know. Depending on where you were, that would be a bargain.
Yes. It's
because like some places of this town, if you don't want to go with the cable option, the fastest DSL speed you're going to get is 3 to 7.
Is
bad.
True. Depending on your areas.
It'll work for some people, but yeah, for most people, that's not going to work.
So this is the...
And the other downside is it might be fine now because almost no one's on the 5G for T-Mobile, but in about a year, probably not going to be great.
So that is where my hiccup, when I was reading through all the small print, this article does not have it. I'd received one of their mailers, and I was like, I'm really interested in this. Yeah, I read my optional. We can provide you internet. I basically read all of those mailers that come in, and even if they're amazing, the stupid thing, if they're amazing and they're like, oh yeah, I totally want to sign up for this, they're not available in my area. Otherwise,
and you still get the mailers.
I still get the mailers. Oh, it's so stupid. Otherwise, I find the flaw in the small print.
Okay, what was the flaw in the small print?
If usage in your area on cellular devices is so high, you are bumped down on your home internet. I'm like, I literally want that the other way around.
Yeah.
My home internet had better be stone-walled solid.
The only way I could see that being going the other way around is for voice, because a lot of them, they're doing voice over 4G now.
Yeah.
So for that case, yes.
Which,
and that's only because if that goes down at all, you're not having a conversation.
Yeah. And actually, T-Mobile is even doing that here in a bit, especially now they have Sprint customers on it. If your phone doesn't take voice over LTE, they're shutting your phone off. I think you have about a month or so is before they do that, but they're letting everybody know. It's like, you need, if we, you have to have a phone that takes voice over LTE.
Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know.
But so I was thinking, I would not mind signing up for this internet, but yeah, you know, the bit, or it's been my, on my phone, it's good, but my phone is second to my internet. So, or my home internet.
Yeah.
And my phone is going to be using my home internet too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, you know, I can do voice, you know, T-Mobile has voice over Wi-Fi.
So I wonder if they did this to, because how are they going to know that, like, cause they're just going to give you a SIM card, right?
Well, I have a device. I have a modem that they're going to give me with a SIM card.
Okay. But is it theoretically portable?
Tech. Well, I think it needs a, it is not battery powered. You have to have it plugged into a wall.
Okay. But
so yes, though.
So I wonder if they're doing this as a contingency for people who, instead of getting paying for tethering on their phone.
Yeah.
They just buy one of these because unlimited. And then they go somewhere and just like hammer the network.
Yeah.
And they have to have some way to throttle them.
All right.
So it might just be a contingency. It's still weird.
Yeah.
Like they should have had another way of like doing it. Like if we detect you're moving this around too much, you'll get throttled down or just disconnected. Which, because if you're moving it around a lot, that's probably not a good thing.
But I also get a decent amount of tethering too, included. Not, and this is pretty everything else. I mean, I still got, it wasn't fully unlimited, but I still had a decent full usage, and then it would like go sub. I'd become a second tier.
Mm-hmm.
After time, I get that. I could even do roaming for a bit. I had X amount of roaming that I could access, which I needed a couple of years, like 4 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, T-Mobile is good. They're definitely way better now, but they were okay in many places in the middle of this country.
I don't think I've seen the word roaming on my device for like 8 years, if not more.
Did I have roaming? No, I ended up going up around places that I had no service. I don't even think I went to roaming. If you go to national parks, that's a guarantee. Except for Yellowstone and AT&T.
So, no, it's the other way around, actually.
AT&T is the only one that has towers in Yellowstone.
That's weird because I was never getting service.
I thought it was AT&T.
No, I think it's Verizon.
Oh.
So it depends on where you're at. Certain cities, like I think Grand Old Faithful does, like AT&T was working there.
Yeah.
So does Verizon.
So does T-Mobile.
But if you go up to Mammoth Springs, my AT&T was not working there, but my brother's Verizon phone was.
So it just depends on.
It just depends on where. And whenever we were driving around, there was a lot of places where he'd suddenly get service and I wouldn't.
Mm.
It wasn't great service, but if you needed to make a phone call, you could.
Yeah.
So my experience has just been that Verizon's just been better, though that does come at a cost.
Yeah, it's called terrible customer service.
There's that too, but I mean a literal. Well, actually, AT&T is not too much cheaper. So.
And T-Mobile probably isn't going to stay cheaper here soon either.
Which Dish already sucks because even with Sprint on there, their cellular service still isn't like the best.
They're still they're still tied for fourth place out of three people. You're saying?
So they might go up in a spot maybe, but what I meant by that is consistency.
Hmm.
Because, like, when I tried out Google Fi, which is primarily T-Mobile, but you also got access to Sprint and US Cellular,
mm-hmm.
there were spots when I was going from Pocatello down south on I-15 where either there was, okay, I still had service, but it wasn't data service. So streaming music, unless you had it pre-downloaded, was a no-no. And very annoying. And like if I had my map open, which Apple CarPlay, you can have a map open all the time. And I actually usually do if I'm streaming from my phone.
Yeah.
Because you can have it like split screen.
Yeah.
And I could see the dot and then I'd see where the map was with this hard solid line.
I've seen that on Google's where like the entire map disappears, but do you see the arrow?
Yeah. Like, no, and that happens because there's just no data.
Yeah.
Which never happens on Verizon. And it very rarely happened on AT&T on that same trip. So that's just my gripes with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I like it. T-Mobile's great.
Yeah. But T-Mobile's definitely gotten better. I've been with them for many, many years. And they have gotten...
I will say
have,
that too.
They have been from terrible, but I was done with Verizon's customer service. I switched over because it was cheaper. And then I'm never going back because of the customer service rep had to just get these like spiting last words in. And I'm just like, never, ever. Yeah. Like you literally, I will stop using a cell phone if Verizon becomes the only company. I will wait till they become Ma-Belled before I ever go back to a Verizon. No.
I don't know that they could actually get that far before.
I know. I don't think the FCC would let Verizon get that far.
Well, I don't even know that any company can get that far.
So T-Mobile almost was. They actually had to. That's why they had to sell off their pay-as-you-go plans. That's why Dish had to buy those.
I didn't know Dish owned them.
Yeah, Dish bought those, and they actually. So there was all sorts of like hokey things that happened. So the Congress. And the FCC had to agree that the deal had to go through because they were getting so close to being monopoly-ish. T-Mobile agreed to certain things.
When was this?
This is they've been working on this for like the last 2 years.
Well, I knew that about the Sprint merger, but I still didn't think they had enough market share to be considered
monopolistic. Well, I think the biggest thing was also like it was going to go from like two big carriers and two medium carriers to three big carriers. So it kind of was going to reduce the market heavily. So I guess it wasn't T-Mobile themselves, but T-Mobile still couldn't keep the pay-as-you-go plans that it was coming over from Sprint.
I don't know. I feel like T-Mobile was the wrong group to pick on. But
they were thinking that they might jack up their prices too high or they might...
Which if they did that at that point, then yes, that is an antitrust thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think they had any plans to...
They did.
I'm not going to say they didn't have any plans to do that, but they didn't get a chance either.
Yeah.
And I know that like arguing for a corporation is not great, but I'm just saying that Verizon and AT&T are, I would argue they have, because they basically have a duopoly.
Yeah.
Considering, because most people don't even consider T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So, and they basically, they match their prices based off of each other,
mm-hmm.
which... That's how capitalism is supposed to work.
Yeah.
But when you only have two people, it's very easy to play off of each other.
Yeah.
And just go higher and higher and higher. They haven't done that yet, but they could.
Mm. And that's what they were saying is that by having these two medium or smallish tier companies, it kept the big ones in check.
I don't know about that.
Well, because I left Verizon because of it. I did choose one of the small companies because I was done with Verizon. Which
yes,
means,
but that, I think that you're a special circumstance.
Yes,
I know that you're not the only one that person ever said that to.
Yeah,
and because most people probably would be like, "Yeah, whatever." Like they would just, and a lot of them would probably even agree.
Yeah,
like you would have agreed too if you. Like, was it the way they said it, or was it the tone, or a little bit of both? Because the words on their own, depending on how it was said, probably not that big of a deal. But it also depends on how you were feeling at the time, which
I was not annoyed at them at the time.
Okay, then
I was not. So he just I was just getting information because I was just like, hey, things are just changing. I need to save money. Sorry, you guys can't match. I'm going over somewhere else. I think I might have been even keeping my phone. I'm not sure if I was keeping my phone or I was just, I was keeping my phone number. That's what it was. So to keep my phone number, I needed some information. And they provided.
That was harder to do back then.
Yeah, this has been that long ago. And he gave it to me. And then I swear I even thanked him. And he had to say, "We'll see you when you come back."
But again, was it the words or the tone or both?
Probably both. It was literally the last thing that was said. Like, I'm hanging up the phone and I hear him say this.
Oh.
And I'm like,
I thought this was in person.
No, this is not in person. This was over the phone. Like, this person very specifically said this to make sure to just do a little jab.
They're twisting at that point.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was nice. I was everything else. And then this person just had to say this right at the end. And I had already hung up before I fully realized what they were said as I was hanging up. And as soon as I was hung up, I was like, really? Like, it was just like, it was actually like very unsurprising, almost out of the blue. I was like, he just said that.
Yeah.
And it was that moment. I'm like, I'm never going back to Verizon ever.
The thing was, I thought it was a...
No, it wasn't in person. No, if I was in person, I would have actually said words back to him. And I would have been actually kind of just very frustrated at this. I might have made a scene in the middle of a Verizon store.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So the reason why, because some of the store reps around here, I could see being that way. That's why I thought that. At least back, I think they're better now. But anyways,
because they're number one. And I've heard people who have Verizon that you go into the Verizon store, you can even get your number, and they'll just wander around the store. They're not helping anybody. You could literally be the next customer. No other customer in the store. They'll wander around the store, sit on their, even if they're on break. That's the other thing I'm not a big fan of. It's like, they will sit on their phones in the middle of the store, look at you, and look back at their phone. I'm like, I understand you might be on break. That is not the place to have your break.
No. Because it's confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing, and it frustrates the customer.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Okay. It's not like at a fast food place, because someone is sitting down
at a table in
the restaurant with their uniform on. They're probably on a break. You can very clearly tell that.
They're not behind the counter doing stuff. Yeah.
Whereas it's actually the opposite for retail. Like, if they're behind the counter, they're probably not. Well, okay. Depends on what part of the counter. But if they're out in the store, you just assume they're working.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the exact opposite of the other one. Like, food industry. So, yeah. That's fun. T-Mobile Home Internet.
Still
considering it?
No, I was. I'm not.
And you're not at all now?
Because it has to be better than my cell phone. It has to be top priority.
Yeah.
At no point can my home internet become worse than my cellular internet. Because my home internet supports my phone internet and all of my devices.
Yeah, I'm more just thinking of, like, if it's consistent. To me, that's probably one of the most important things.
Yeah.
As long as the speed is good enough. Like, because DSL is pretty consistent as long as you have good lines.
But yeah.
If the speed's not there, then it's not worth it. No. It's almost worth it just to go with something that's not consistent.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm just like,
I don't know. If it were me, depending on how much, like, the upfront cost was,
it's free.
Might be, huh?
You get the device for free.
Is there any contracts or anything?
I'm sure that's just your contract.
Okay, then. If you could get around with just having to do, like, a trial of some sort, like, even if you have to put a little bit of money in to get, like, the modem or something.
You might be able to do the 30-day return thing. There's usually a lot with...
Okay, because I would consider doing that, because I have done that with other, like, when I had both DSL and cable, like, good at the same place. I did do that. I had both going at the same time, and I ended up just keeping it that way, just because I was paying for the one, and then my roommates and myself were paying for the other.
All right.
Then I just used the other for, because it was DSL, so no cap.
Yeah.
I just used that for, like, bulk downloads, like for games.
Nice.
And then I used the cable for the stuff when I needed speed.
Did we talk about on the podcast, or did we talk about off the podcast?
What?
Like Sparklight. The good news, unlimited internet usage, so no caps.
Still?
Until the end of December.
Oh. Interesting.
They were pushing it like month by month, and now they have pushed it to the end of the year.
I wonder if they'll just... I hope that they just keep pushing it.
I hope they just fully remove the idea of caps.
Yes, that's what I meant, though.
Yeah.
So, that would be nice, but it also would be nice if they could be consistent.
Yes.
Because I've even had problems. Like, I haven't had as much problems as you have, but...
They fixed some stuff. And I think my router has been... Was some of the issues.
I could see that.
I had a big old update not too long ago. It went from, 0.32 to 0.64. It was not a point update, but it was a big update still. I was like, wow, I'm not used to them jumping by 0.32.
Like for your router?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, okay. Now, modems rarely ever get updates. And if you even know it, and that's the thing I'm not a biggest fan of. Sometimes your router doesn't want to update unless you go in and yes, update. You should just do this on your own.
A lot of them don't have auto updates turned on just because.
Yeah, they could cause issues with still.
Like if they have auto updates turned on and you happen to get a power blip while it's flashing, depending on the router, it's just dead. It's just a brick.
True.
Which is what a lot of things are like too, to be honest.
I just realized. We went way longer than I expected.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing.
We burned through that. I was like, oh, we got 20 more minutes. Nope, we're done. So,
okay, bye.